This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
That subprime mess just keeps hitting home.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. They keep telling us things will get better, The Economist that is, but there's a new report that the number of homes facing foreclosure has gotten much worse, up 65% last month over the same time last year. And the research firm Realty Track reports that's just stacking on more misery in the form of sliding home values. Among the hardest-hit states, Nevada, Arizona, California, and Florida. In fact, metro areas in the Golden State and the Sunshine State account for 9 of the top 10 places with the highest foreclosure rates. So much for Golden Sunshine. Today, Congress will be examining whether better building policies can significantly reduce the nation's energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions without breaking the bank. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
U.S. buildings pump out about 40% of the nation's total greenhouse gases and consume 70% of its electricity. Many argue even modest changes to building codes could yield significant reductions in CO2 emissions. And it's a lot cheaper than building new power plants. Michelle Moore with the U.S. Green Building Council is scheduled to testify today before the House Global Warming Committee.
It's not only a place where you can make tremendous gains at virtually no cost, in many cases it actually has a net positive impact to the bottom line.
Moore says buildings certified as green use about 32% less electricity, yet only a tenth of new construction incorporates energy-saving measures. San Francisco could soon become the first city in the nation to require most new buildings to adopt features like solar panels and low-flow water fixtures. On a national level, Moore says Congress needs to expand tax incentives to encourage green building. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Wall Street seemed a bit confused by a mixed bag of economic news yesterday. The Dow will be kicking off this morning from a 44-point deficit at yesterday's close, a slip of 0.3%. The Nasdaq, on the other hand, picked up 0.25%. The broader S&P 500 reflected that mixed news. It finished virtually flat. Being wired is so 1990s, now that wireless is everywhere. So who needs a home telephone line when every member of your family has a cell phone? New government numbers show that 3 in 10 households either don't have a landline or don't bother picking it up when it rings. In the second half of last year, 16% of households had only cell phones, and another 13% had landlines as well, but mainly just for connecting to the Internet. Ring-a-ding-ding. Have you noticed that the man they called the chairman of the board is still having a very good year, year after year? Frank Sinatra died 10 years ago today, and as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports, a lot of people are still getting a kick, financially, out of old Blue Eyes.
There are books, film festivals, new CD and DVD compilations, as well as lots of TV appearances by Sinatra's family, and a commemorative postage stamp to mark the occasion. The Sinatra estate has signed a marketing deal with Warner Music Group to sell Sinatra paraphernalia.
Nothing but the best. The Essential Sinatra Collection, featuring hit after unforgettable hit.
The lights on the Vegas Strip were dimmed at midnight to kick off Frank Sinatra Day in Las Vegas, which owes a big part of its success to the chairman of the board. Rossi Railencotter, the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, says the Sinatra name is still golden.
Started entertaining in our city in 1951 at the Desert Inn, and that entertainment generation that played for decades in our city and established us as the place to entertain.
Rumored to be in the works, a Sinatra hotel and possibly a casino. I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at finrafoundation.org. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at medtronic.com. And by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at Gather.com.
Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd has scheduled a committee drafting session tomorrow to work on his bill to address the housing crisis. Among other things, Dodd's plan would increase oversight and regulation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It would also allow borrowers to exchange their troubled mortgages for more affordable loans. Commentator Robert Reich says the bill is a start, but ignores some larger issues.
The housing bill working its way through Congress is better than nothing, but not much. Already, 1 in 12 American families with mortgages owes more than their house is worth, and home values continue to slide. At this rate, by next year, nearly 1 in 4 families with mortgages will be underwater. That's about 12 million homeowners. Now, some will keep paying their mortgages, but 4 million are already behind on their payments, and that's likely to grow. So perhaps 8 to 10 million are heading to default, either because they can't keep up with payments or because they figure it doesn't make any sense to keep paying for a house worth less than what's owed on it. It's a giant problem, not just for people losing their homes, but also for creditors who won't be collecting on home loans, neighborhoods becoming ever more blighted by empty houses that reduce other property values, towns and cities whose property tax revenues are plummeting, and the economy as a whole. Now, because the home loans are wrapped up in securities that have been resold, what's needed is a system through which owners of those securities sell them to the government, and the government then turns around and refinances the mortgages on terms that allow people to stay in their homes. Because the benefits of such refinancings extend beyond lenders and borrowers, it makes perfect sense for government to take on these risks as long as the government gets a pro rata share of the profits, if any, when the house is resold. This is essentially the current bill in Congress, but its eligibility rules are so narrow, the Congressional Budget Office predicts it will lead to no more than 500,000 refinancings out of many millions needed. And the White House doesn't even want to go this far, now threatening a veto. Message from Earth to Washington: wake up before the housing crisis makes the current recession far worse than it already is.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. Let us know your thoughts. You'll find us at marketplace.org. Just click on the link that says Contact. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Glad you could join us this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.